The Marty Shear Gold Show on Triple M.
Thomas turns around. Thomas gets onto it. Thomas has uploaded the biggest.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Daisy Thomas with us.
Yes,
this morning. Good morning. Happy Monday, team.
Happy Monday, mate. We're just watching the closing hole here of the US Open. Both lying two on the green. There's a bit of golf left. Mate, we were talking about blokes that have gone back to local footy. And
yes.
I know you're occasionally having a run around with your mates in Sorrento.
Yes.
Is that did you play on the weekend?
No, I didn't play on the weekend. I played a couple of games and then I famously now went up to nil for the Carlton draft and
yes.
ended a 1,000-odd day losing streak from that team. So I haven't been back, but is this in light of Luke Hodge going and losing a small finger on the weekend?
Apparently he's had a compound fracture of his little finger.
Yuck.
And the other one was Jared Ruffhead, who played for Gormandale.
Great part of the world,
is it?
Yeah.
Against Glengarry in front of a couple of thousand. When you go and do the Carlton draft, they all turn out, don't
it's
they?
It's brilliant.
They
it's a really good idea. It was a great initiative. A lot of the teams who rode in, obviously, who got the players, hadn't won for a very long time. So that was sort of the idea, to send a superstar back or an ex-superstar and to get the win. I think Shawnee Burgoyne and I are the only ones who actually got the W so far. I think Nate Jones is still to play. So.
Oh, okay. So he's having a run around.
Yes.
I was saying that up in Mombulk, Daniel Ward used to run around up there as a player coach.
Yes.
He was just a step above. Do you know what I mean?
I think Damien Cupido kicked 17 goals the other week.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Just rolling around at full forward there.
I saw Damien Monkhorst and his son in a final at Warrie Alec.
Yes.
He was playing coach and his 18-year-old boy was in the team. From memory, they lost that grand final by 9 points.
Not ideal for them. The nil team I played for, there was three brothers in the one side and
unreal.
A father and a son, a 16-year-old kid and his
great.
Old boy. So,
oh my God.
It was all time.
It gets pretty primal, doesn't it?
Well, and that's, you know, when you're battling for numbers in a small country
exactly.
town.
Yeah. Everyone's got to play.
Yep, the brother, yep, you're in.
And
yep.
if you're 15 and you're 60 kilos...
And in you go.
In you go. Yes.
Well, in his Hall of Fame speech, Boomer Harvey was saying how there was a game where he played with his brother and his son. So it was Boomer's son playing with his dad and his uncle.
That's not surprising. Though. Boomer played to his 52. Yeah, so
Boomer's still running around. He looks fit as a fiddle.
His son could have been 36.
I love it. Well done. I just said to you, tuck it up your sleeve. It's yours if you need it. Are you a fan of the 3-round bye system that's currently going on?
No, I absolutely despise it.
It slows everything down, doesn't it?
It slows everything down. Yes, we've had some good games of footy, and I think the AFL's holding their hat on that, or hanging their hat on that, I should say. There's been some crap games, but for an industry... I would love for it to have just a week off. Everyone can reset. Everyone can get away.
Mm.
We don't need to be talking about everything. You know, maybe we could, you know, sneak away to Bali or something.
Just
something fun and just nice low key break.
Well, on that, what do you think of Jordan Dugowie?
What's he done?
Well, unfortunately, he seems like he's bunged a big night on the booze out, and there's been a couple of unfortunate clips released from that night. It looks like there's an allegation around him attempting to pull a young lady's top across. And then, of course, he's done that awful thing. I hate the V with the tongue movement involved, which is one of my least favourite things.
It's been interesting. The story was changing a lot from when it first got reported as soon as the network was that picked it up and saw that there was social media flying around. That was then the story. It was away, like, what's he doing? What's he done? How much can we sensationalise this, I guess? The initial thoughts, I think, of most were, mate, like, come on, you cannot be that silly.
Yeah.
And I, you know, that's where I'm looking at it going, if I'm talking to Jordy, I'm going, mate, have some awareness.
Mm.
Like, he's not on I've spoken to the club a couple of days ago now. He's not on an alcohol ban.
Right.
He's not on a nightclub ban.
Mm.
He's,
would anyone have said to him, do you reckon this is a good idea?
Well,
would anyone
have
pulled him aside?
The discussions were probably had, but in terms of, like, apart from the look of the videos like and the top pulling, which still we're not 100% sure. It looks like it is his hand, but still there was other people there with tattoos and whatnot. So we're not 100% sure now that it's been found that the girl it was fully consensual and she didn't have a problem with it.
Mm.
apart from the look of it all, it's the argument now is, well, what has he actually done wrong?
Mm.
Apart from being a bit of a dill and should be more self-aware of what's going on, not having his friends or the people he's with filming him.
Mm.
He's gone out. He's had a good time. He hasn't hurt anyone,
no,
per se.
I agree with you, but I think part of the issue is what could go wrong for this bloke as well.
But that's the club's put their trust in him to go away after what's been a massive 6 months for him, let's say. You know, he's come back, he's played some good footy, but the allegations of what's happened in New York, anyone who's gone through anything that's rather serious in your life, and not down that path, but just anything that consumes you and consumes your day-to-day life, and that's played out in the public forum, you need at some point to get away and just try and clear your head. He's come straight from that, gone into a professional environment, which is week in, week out.
Mm,
we know the scrutiny that he's under, so he wouldn't be able to go out, you know, on a weekend and and have a couple of pots with his mates like the rest of us would to unwind. So he's obviously gone, I'm going to go to Bali. I'm going to
blow the doors off.
Well, I don't think he would have sold the club that message. He would have said, I'm going to go away. I need to get away.
Next to the pool, and I'm going to relax.
All right. Yeah, well, and that's it. But that's what, as from the club's point of view, you could see them going, you know what? You're right. You've had a massive 6 months.
Just behave yourself, Jordan.
Let the kid go away. We're going to put some faith in you. You behave yourself.
Yeah.
And then they'd be sitting there going, crikey, we did not need this. Because everyone else who's on their break now, that's all, the phones would have been ringing.
Plus it's 2 pages of front pages. It's 2 days of front pages.
You just don't need it. So that's the unfortunate part, because I think he's well within his rights and entitled to go away and have himself a good time. Just be smart in the manner you do it.
The buys are over.
Thank God.
Well, until just before the finals. Richmond, Carlton, it sort of wasn't exactly what we all hoped it would be.
No, it was a good game of footy. Richmond were doing their best to keep in touch with the eight. I think they might still be in the eighth as it maybe thereabouts, equal on points now.
They are sixth currently.
Sixth. Well, there you go. They're in the eight. So the Blues had a chance, if they won that one, to be level top percentage off first.
Yeah.
Instead,
it's crazy.
Instead, they didn't.
No.
So, look, it's very interesting. The finals race is still wide open.
Yeah.
St Kilda was the other big one on the weekend, obviously losing to the Bombers, who found something. I don't think anyone saw that coming.
I think no one was more surprised than the coach.
Yeah,
and watching and him the on players the bench, he was like, this is amazing. What is going on? Yeah.
See, this is what I've been telling you to do.
Yeah, you guys are doing all the things that I told you to do. Well done, gang. There's a bit of that going on the sidelines.
But the Saints now, so they've got Sydney this week, and they're well outsiders and predicted not to win that one. They've got a very tough run coming home. So for a team currently just hanging on, I think they're in eighth position.
Yeah.
8-7 it is this week, this game. It is going to be a cracker, and the Saints need a lot to go right now if they're going to make finals.
About what Lee Montagna said.
It's realistic that Melbourne could not only miss the top four, but there's a chance of top eight if things go horribly wrong. He didn't say it was going to happen. He raised the point because they've got the Lions twice, Freo's home, Geelong down there. Collingwood and Carlton.
If everyone gets done drug cheating, I think West Coast could make finals, which I know it's a long bow, but
mathematically, North could probably still make the eight.
I understand the idea and what Joey's doing. However, I think Melbourne just really steady the ship. It might not be this week, to his point, but you just can't see them being. We don't need to get caught up in the small term trends. We need to understand that Melbourne have been the best team now for a very long time.
Yeah.
Yes, they might have had a flat spot, but you never know what's going on behind closed doors. I know the Geelong boys, Joel Selwood, said they're going through a heavy training block at the minute.
Right.
So you do these things like in season training blocks, which as a player sucks.
Exhaustion.
You're absolutely knackered. You come to game day, you don't feel as cherry ripe or as fit as you probably should. You're not running on top of the ground. And you drop games, and I'm sure Melbourne weren't planning on dropping some of the games they have, but there's sometimes other reasons behind it rather than just, oh, we're out of form.
North in the big one, that Sunday, 10-1 against
Adelaide.
Got the
win on the weekend, though. That was a good result.
North.
Yeah.
Everyone
is in the cars going, who's they played the bye?
North Adelaide one to look forward to. Collingwood GWS.
Well, that again, though, that's an interesting game. The Pies sniffing around that eight mark. GWS, what happens with Geordie DeGoey? It's been an absolute circus. It will be. There'll be cameras there again. And these are the things that I guess people don't forget about, but it's the overall accumulation of annoyance that comes with a bugger up, not just for the player, but now Craig McRae, the leadership group. you know what you're getting. Like, you know, you rock up to the club today, there's going to be cameras. So you've got to go Sunday night, find a good kit, something that makes you look cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Going on sunnies,
a beanie
hat.
Safari suit, perhaps.
You know the drill. So there's all these factors that people don't take into consideration.
Carlton Freo will be a belter.
Well, again, So last time they played, Carlton got the job done against Fremantle over there.
In the wet.
In the wet.
Oh, no, that was Collingwood. Beat them over there in the wet. So, yeah, Carlton,
I don't know.
I think you're right. But the entire top eight all play each other.
I said that with such conviction.
You did.
And then you just shot me down. Get Googling.
I'm fine.
we love Googling.
They went over and they won, did
it was round six. You're right.
Yeah, there you go. So I'll stand as I was.
And Geelong Richmond will be a belter as well.
Yeah, so again, a really good round of footy considering we've come off the bye.
It's a great round.
And
Fremantle beat them,
so I stand corrected. Yeah.
Google is not your friend.
It's a good round of footy, so it's good to see after the... And I understand that if you have the bye and you spread it out, there are going to be two or three good games and it's a couple of ones because it just can't work out. They're all being good games.
Where do you stand on Tassie?
I like Tassie as a place.
What do you think? 19 teams. There's a lot of talk about diluting the pool.
Well, the pool isn't as strong as we once thought it was. Mm. I think we can all agree with that. With GWS coming in, they're the team that's had the most success from a genuine prop-up point of view. They've, you know, both the sides that came in, GWS and Gold Coast, were designed by this stage of their careers or, you know, existence in the AFL to have won a premiership. That was sort of the whole plan.
Mm.
It hasn't worked out that way. I know a lot of players have left the Gold Coast Suns, same with the GWS Giants.
Geez, they pump some money and picks into the Gold Coast.
I think the realisation is now that if you're going to have a team in Tassie, just how much it's bloody going to cost.
Mm.
So, you know, to build a stadium's, you know, 500 odd mil or, you know, it's just large amounts of money.
Well, and the other issue now is how do you stop a kid who's good at lots of different sports taking $2 million for 6 weeks' work in the IPL?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I hope for Tassie's sake and just purely on not getting into the nitty-gritty, the politics and all the other stuff and the stuff that's well above my pay grade, that they do get a team because they love their footy down there.
Oh, gotcha.
To have a team solely based out of Tassie would be fantastic. Just the challenges that's going to come with that is the big issue and the largest hurdle, which... people are saying they might not be able to overcome.
Yeah. Always lovely to see you, mate.
Great
have a great
you.
Weekend.
Oh, you guys have a great week.
Have a great week.
Yeah, well, weekend would...
Yeah. And have a great weekend, too, when we get there.
Well. Yeah. Turn your Google machine off.
4 days away.
Only 4 days away.
Daisy Thomas,
see you guys.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.